Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let's go.
Please. Don't define me by my net worth.
Yeah.
What I've done or what I got. See, I'm dead.
Yo. What's good, everybody? This is S. Grady here.
What's going on, y'all? It is BP. What up, Shannon?
Man, what's going on, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, man. It's episode 3. We appreciate all y'all for joining in with us here on another episode of Totally Crossed Out.
Yeah.
And Grady, episode 2, man, was listening to that boy. New year, new levels. It's a new year. How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling just okay. Reason I say just okay is there has been a severe injury that has taken place.
What? I mean, you told us last time. Man. You told us last time that you were going to go hoop, right?
Go hoop, yep. Yeah, if y'all remember, yep. So I was going to go shoot some hoop first time in about 5 years or so. And shot hoop. First game was nice. It was cool over there. And second game, somebody missed a shot. I'm backpedaling to get back on defense. And crack. I fall down and look around and say, wait, did somebody throw a ball at me?
Man.
And when I noticed there was nobody around, I said, it's the dreaded Achilles tendon.
Man.
And sure enough, man, they helped me over to the bench, sat me down. One brother came over and said, you ruptured your Achilles. He said, trust me. And shout out to Rick Buchanan, man. He was the one that really helped out. He said, trust me, I know. And he showed me his scar. And I said, oh, man.
Bro.
Yeah, I knew right then and there, I knew it was going to be a minute because that's what KD going through right now, right?
Man, it is. I'm tripping because you said you thought somebody threw a ball at you. You didn't just fall down, man, in pain. You said you were shocked.
Hey, I said, man, because you know how people warm up on the other court trying to get winners and everything. I thought the ball got loose and somebody had perfect aim and hit my Achilles. And I said, man, why would somebody do that for one? But two, I was like, man, what is this? And man, nobody was around me. People were just curious as to why I fell down, why I was on the ground, because I was the first one back on D. And, man, I already knew what time it was. When there was nobody around me, I said, I got that Achilles injury.
Man, we were just talking about that. I'm tripping because we were face-to-face. We're doing this remote now because you on the sick and shut-in list. Is that what's happening right now?
Hey, I'm on straight disability, homeboy. Straight up, I'm sick and shut in for a minute, 6 weeks till I can put any pressure on it. At praise support, man, surgery went well. Very glad, first time having. And it's funny, I was just reflecting on some of the things I shared, just being thankful for in the first episode and having not had any major injuries or surgeries. And here I am a few months later. And I underwent my first major surgery, man. But it went well. Very grateful for that. Been getting terrific support, man, from yourself and a whole lot of others. And it's been excellent, man. My nurse, man, my bride has been a superb nurse.
She holding you down?
Man, oh boy. I can go on and on, man. But it's been an adjustment. But yeah, your boy is straight up on sick and shut in. Like you said, I'm on disability for real.
Like, not just disability on the figurative. You are literally on disability.
Hey, I got that first disability check yesterday, homeboy.
But, you know, we keep a topic on financial focus, and let's be real. Having some disability is part of the game. I mean, you know that firsthand, I guess, literally as of a couple of days ago.
It's serious, man. I mean, it really is. I mean, as I read through the policy and how this works, I said, oh, this is like a huge decrease to the pay. I mean, like a massive decrease. And
man.
One is like, wow, no, thank you for, I mean, for sure. I mean, it's a couple of questions you got to ask yourself. Man, is this, man, are we going to be able to make this work? And then two, I mean, are we going to be thankful? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, part of that can be like, man, why me? And, you know, I'm mad and angry. And it's like, you know what? Hey, man, thankful that there's some kind of income coming in, right? So now what are you going to do about it? So the extracurriculars that we wanted to do and some of the things along those lines, they're going to have to be pushed pause right now.
Yeah, I understand that. It's one of those reflections where you say, hey, yeah, we were talking about what, credit and debt and all that sort of things, but it's bigger than just the income and outgo. I mean, there's a preparation for what could happen in the future. So, you know, I guess like you say, your employer says, hey, they got a little bit of something for disability, but maybe something outside of the employer. Would you say something to folk to say, hey, you might want to round out that situation depending on the expense situation?
That's an excellent segue, man. It's funny that you say that because I literally have a reminder on my phone to connect with the brother, man, to go ahead and get some disability insurance. And it was wild, man. As I sustained that injury, I said, man, I never got around, just procrastinated, never got around to it. And, you know, I could have been in a position to where we would not be taking any hit in our pay, you know, had we had that disability insurance versus, you know, getting what we have through our employer, you know. So definitely I would recommend, hey, if you're active and, you know, you're doing things that could potentially lead to injury, man, I would highly recommend look into some disability insurance. I think it'll be worth it. Take it from me.
Yeah, literally, I feel you, man.
Yeah.
I guess with your feet up or foot up or leg up, whatever you're doing at the moment.
Literally, yes.
With that up. You got some time to watch this TV. There's been some stuff that's going on. We talked about the Super Bowl last time.
Yep.
Who did you pick? I think you might have taken an L just like me.
You are correct, my friend.
Yeah.
I went for San Fran, and it didn't work. Now, it was looking good.
Right.
They were looking real good, and man, that second half, man, they really crumbled.
Yeah.
I mean, especially the fourth quarter. I said, what is this?
They broke down.
But yeah, they were looking good, man. But, man, that Pat Mahomes, he's a bad man.
I mean,
there's no doubt about it. He's a bad dude, man. Obviously, the rest of the team, the line, everybody blocked for him. I mean, the list goes on, man. They did it, man. No doubt about it.
I'm telling you, you know, the game is cool because, you know, being gone for a few years, it just took about a whole season to get back into enjoying football a little bit. But man, forget the Super Bowl game itself, which was cool. Don't get me wrong. That was all love.
Did you have a
favorite commercial? What commercial set it off for you? Did you have one that really did it for you?
Man, you know what? it may have been, and this kind of spiced my interest, if you will, for Disney Plus, when they showed those previews, those trailers for some of those Marvel shows coming up.
Yeah.
Wow. I may have to get a Disney Plus subscription. And hey, thank you, B, for getting me hooked on the Star Wars, because I got two more episodes to watch on there, 7 and 8. And I know they're on Disney Plus as well, so I just might be a believer now in Disney Plus. It didn't pique my interest.
You got your Verizon game up. I might have to get you off Sprint and get on Verizon,
man,
so you get that free year.
Hey, if Verizon,
that free year.
Hey, if they lower the prices, man, then I might do it. Verizon tripping, boy.
I got you. Yeah, I think I did like to see the dude who ran out the little boy to start off the Super Bowl.
That was pretty dope. That was fresh.
I'm always struggling with something. Man, I can't just enjoy nothing, can I? I promise I'm not like this all the time.
You are a critical mug.
I stay snapping on something. But, you know, it's just about improvement, man. Continuous improvement, man, over time. But, you know, you got kids. I was in the barbershop today. Hey, can you make my hair blonde? Like, you know, I was like, man, they got kids running around here with their hair blonde. You know, they got us looking crazy. You know, I'm always going to put a little twist on it, but I won't stay there.
Right.
I thought the commercial was dope. Was dope. And I think the other two that I would say would be, I saw the Hummer one where they were trying to get into the electric vehicle game. I'm still a Tesla dude, but that one got me kind of hype.
Hey, 0 to 60 and 2.9, or was it 3.1? Yeah. Well, whatever. That's for a big old truck. That's fat. Yeah. That's bananas.
Yeah, so that'll be cool to check out. And then just that halftime show, you know, they had J-Lo and Shakira on there. I had to tell my boy, you know, 10 years old, I said, B, you got to get up out of here, man. We can't watch this. You know, think about how many millions of people seeing that out there. What's that doing to the minds? I know you call a brother critical, but, you know, I can't help but help how you just really programming cats,
I'm critical with you, man. I had my little homie up there, and I was, I told wife, I said, man, I don't know if this is all the way kid friendly. You know, for my little dude to be seeing, you know, just the extra gyrations and all that good stuff. I said, man, hold on now. Like I said, there's millions and millions of viewers out there, all ages.
Yeah, it was real strong. Real strong.
Yeah.
But all in all, man, you know, we got to get together, got my pops, man, had my boy. We got to kick it. And at least as long as it was, four quarters worth minus a halftime show, we had some time together. So that was cool.
Yeah, that's special, man. That's same over here, man. It was cool, man, just to kind of be entertained, man, detached from the everyday hustle and bustle, man. Just be entertained, man. Check out some sports, and it's a national holiday, right, man? That's kind of how it's billed as. There's even a motion to move it to Saturdays.
Oh yeah,
I heard about that. Move the Super Bowl to Saturdays. Mm-hmm. Yeah, straight up, man. Yeah, there's a for real motion out there, man. So that way, folk ain't got to call off from work.
It's going to increase some productivity in corporate America for sure, because a lot of cats was coming in late on a Monday.
Right. You already know.
I guess the other one is live and direct for the NBA season. All-Star Weekend. I'm getting hype about that.
Yep, up in Chi-Town.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Up in the Windy City. They're getting it in.
Yeah, as a preview to what's going to be next year. Naptown.
Yeah, man.
We need to get into the Circle City
gonna be hosting that thing.
We need to get into that.
Yes, yes, yes. So Friday night kicked it off. You know, celebrity, mm-hmm. you know, game, rising stars game, man. I would say the highlight on my end.
Hold on, man. Hey, man. Did you say celebrities?
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay. I'm not.
Let's talk about it.
I'm tired of being critical. Let's talk about it, man.
You brought it up.
Yeah, you said it first.
You brought it up. Hey, so my question, maybe this is, this is for you and this is for the whole public, anybody that's listening.
All right.
What is the criteria for being defined as a celebrity? Just what's the criteria? And I asked that question because let me preface this by saying I'm not all the way caught up to speed on pop culture and what's going on out there in the industry. So I want to make that disclosure first. But when I heard the word celebrity, man, that's like well known, even for a cat like me who ain't all the way caught up. So there were 90% of the cats out there playing, I did not know who they were, man. Straight up, 90%. Hey man,
all I know is there was a dude named Bad Bunny. And I know I'm not in these streets like I used to be. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, that was a dude? I didn't know.
Closed the door. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. My fault. I cut you off. Go ahead.
I was with it. No, you fine. I was with it. I was with the coaches. You know, Stephen A. I'm with you. That makes a lot of sense.
Right. Michael Wilbon.
I got mad support, mad love for Mike Wilbon, who looks a little older, man. He looked like he was struggling to get up and down the sideline. I was like, man, Mike Wilbon, when you see him behind the PTI desk, it's a little different than him walking around. But mad love for Wilbon.
No doubt.
And then from there, you know, Common and Chance, I get all that. And then, after that, it's just you got to have a bunch of followers on social, I guess, is what maybe one of the criteria that I was missing.
I think that's what it was, man. I think that's, and that's, I got to get my game up on the social media too, because that just may very well be what it is, man. I halfway recognized the 2K cat just from playing video games, the NBA 2K.
Ronnie 2K.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So yeah. I somewhat recognized him. The one cat, Spice Adams, I've seen, man, he's a funny dude, man. Hey,
he's pure comedy. Comedy. Wifey love looking at that dude, man. He tried to get that boy crossed over. That was probably the best best possession of the whole thing. When he got him ready. Yeah, he got rid of that, though, real quick.
Q Richardson sent that to the other side. But yeah, man. But other than that man, I was. Oh yeah, and a homeboy from Migos. But that was it, though, man.
Hey, that boy was gunning. He didn't see a shot that he did not like.
Yeah, straight he released gun. Them regularly. Yes, but yeah, that was about it, though, man. So, yeah, man. That's celebrity, man. That's a topic there.
No, but it was entertaining. I got to admit, it was entertaining, man. And the whole Rising Stars thing. It's like we recording this on Saturday, so we'll see what the Slam Dunk has to do. We'll talk about that one, I guess, next rip.
Yeah.
And see what's happening there. But it was cool. I'm a fan. I'm an NBA All-Star Weekend dude. No question.
Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt. I thought on that Rising Stars, I thought it was real cool, man, that they gave the fans what they came to see. The ref didn't call double dribble. He didn't call traveler. Nothing like that. He just let them have a dunk contest at the end. Unfortunately, none of the dunks went down, but nonetheless, it was cool to see.
Although during the game on the Rising Stars, like, you know, cats wanted to see Zion, man, when he was trying to get some back doors, and people were just straight guarding him. RJ buried him, cats. They were guarding him like, we're not going to let you get an oop on us. I was like, man, let us see some of that.
Yeah.
But they finally let it go in the fourth.
Right,
let it go at the end of the game. But I was trying to see that throughout.
Man, come on now. So yeah, that was cool. Rising Stars was decent, man. So looking forward to this evening's festivities, like you said, this Saturday. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to seeing what's going to take place.
Yeah, no doubt. Man, it's just cool. As is typical, we got our second verse of the day situation. We're going to come out of Romans 8:28 today.
Yes, sir.
Does that hold a special place? I don't know about you. For me, it does.
Yes, sir.
You know, you hit us with last week? We're looking at Isaiah.
Yep, Isaiah 55:8-9. Yep, check it out. Episode 2, Isaiah 55:8-9.
And so this week, we're looking at Romans 8.
Yep, Romans 8:28, man.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and hit it with the NIV version, New International, because this is real. And it says this, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Mm. So what does that mean to you, Grady, when you hear that? When you hear that, dude, the elevator speech, man, you know, somebody tell you, hey, 30 seconds or less. Tell me what you think about Romans 8:28. What would you hit them with?
Man, you know what? I'm going to give a shout out to Pastor Freddie Bolden, man. I remember he shared a sermon on this, man, that really stuck with me a few years back, man. He said that were all things that all is like literally everything. He said, man, God don't let nothing go to waste. Anything that occurs in your life, man, God can work that thing out. Matter of fact, he will work that out for your good.
Yeah.
And for those who love him, he said, man, ain't nothing going to waste. So I just think of all the various challenges that we experience, man, just the heartbreaks, man, just loved ones that may not be here anymore. I mean, it's like, man, God is using every last event that has taken place and working it out for your good. And
yeah,
the interesting part is, man, like he has the best definition of good, because I define good as I'm a feel good. It's going to, you know, be pleasant and that type of thing. But man, that's not always what good is, though. You know, sometimes good is having your Achilles ruptured.
Boy.
And being able to experience that, wow, man, the body coming together to help out, man, I've never experienced, man, this kind of support, man, in my life, man. People have been so generous, man, and supportive. It's been amazing. But I may not have experienced this had I not ruptured this Achilles. So, man, it's good that I get a chance to experience the body coming together, man, on behalf of an injured body part.
First, brought the body back. I saw you bring that back.
Yeah,
I saw you bring that back.
We're going to touch that. We're going to touch that later on. But yeah, man, so let me get your thoughts, man. That's what I'm thinking. Let me get your thoughts, though.
No, it's brilliant. What hits me is that it's just like what you say. You underline that all things, whether stuff happens around me to me or I do stuff to cause drama. He uses all that to the good.
Mm.
And the prereq there just being that we have to love him. That's all we got to do. That's the only thing we got to do, because he loves us. So we just got to love him. And he's got a purpose for us through and despite all that stuff. So that's what gets me hyping. And you know, we know context matters.
Right, right, right.
And so as we look back in verse 26, I love the fact that it says that, you know, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. So whenever it's all messed up, jacked up, he's right there with us, man. So the more we acknowledge we don't have anything to do with this, the stronger he can be in us. And so that's where I'm at. And he's even, you know, praying for us on our behalf, and we don't know what to pray for. And so it's all that comes together.
That's great news.
To fulfill what he's got to do, man. Yeah, so that's my word. Romans 8:28, always relevant, always there. Appreciate you, Grady, for breaking that down. Preacher, Bishop,
man,
Beacon.
Come on, man.
Church, Preach, Tackernap. Yes,
Reverend B over there, man. I appreciate you, man. Yeah. I'm going to drop something off in that plate, though, later on for you, brother.
Oh, hey, bro. I'm already going to hit you with that PayPal. You was on Cash App. You need to get on the Apple Pay and stop playing around and come on to this Apple Pay
life.
Hey,
man. But,
you know, that's another conversation.
Hit me on my Zelle, man.
Verizon, you can't get to Apple.
Yeah, lower their prices, man.
Yeah, I got you. Well, I think that's going to wrap up another episode of Totally Crossed Out, man.
Yes, sir.
For my man, Shannon.
Yes, sir.
It's your boy, BP, and we will see y'all the next time.
No doubt.
Peace. Let's chase them clouds away. We've got no time to waste. It's a new day.